From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Air Force officials say they're working on a $4.3 million plan to, in part, install municipal water filters in Security, Widefield, and Fountain. However, an estimate can't be given as to when those filters will be operational, says Shelley Espinosa, spokesperson for the 21st Space Wing at Peterson Air Force Base.
It really is just the very early planning stages right now, and you know, we're working with multiple agencies, so it is a process.
In the meantime, health department representatives are encouraging people to avoid drinking tap water if they live in certain parts of Security and Widefield, where PFCs remain above the EPA's new health advisory level. A link to a map of affected areas can be found at krcc.org. Law enforcement leaders and others in Colorado Springs and El Paso County held a press conference today in response to incidents of violence across the country this week and in the past, including the shootings in Dallas last night that left five officers dead. Henry Allen Jr., president of the Pikes Peak Southern Christian Leadership Conference, called on the community to unite.
I believe we are committed to show respect to each other as we stand together as elected officials, law enforcement leaders, spiritual and civil rights leaders. We are committed to the safety and security of all of our citizens and law enforcement.
Allen Jr. expressed sorrow for the deaths of two black men this week in Louisiana and Minnesota, as well as for the loss of life in Dallas. Colorado Springs Police Chief Pete Carey says it's important to him to have a police force reflective of the community it serves, and added that every Colorado Springs police officer will have a body camera by October. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.